Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 10:01 a.m. on a Monday, all at once. Your sales leader needs to know which deals are at risk, your PM wants feature adoption by cohort, and your CFO needs one last graph for the board. Now your data team has to say no to somebody. Hex changes that. Ask any data question in plain English and get an analyst-grade response, all backed by your actual business context as defined by your data team. Start saying yes to more data questions at hex.ai.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
I'm petrified of Nick. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm afraid of my son. I think my own son can hurt me. Rob Reiner said those words out loud at a Christmas party surrounded by some of the most connected, powerful people in Hollywood. That was Saturday night, December 13th, and by Sunday afternoon, Rob and his wife, Michelle, were dead, stabbed multiple times in the master bedroom of their Brentwood home. Their daughter, Romy, found them. He said it out loud to a room full of people, and then he went home. One of the guests reportedly left the room in tears after hearing Rob's confession, and then nothing. No call to police, no intervention. No one stopped Rob at the door and said, you know, you can't go back there. Just the shared weight of terrible knowledge carried silently into the night while a man walked back into the house where he would die. Not here to relitigate what happened that night. I'm here to talk about something else, something that doesn't get discussed in the analysis, the legal analysis, or the psychiatric evaluations, or the cable news panels. I want to talk about what it feels like to be the person who sees the ending before it arrives and can't stop it. Because if you've ever loved someone dangerous, someone destructive, someone whose trajectory was visible to everyone, including you, you know exactly what Rob Reiner felt standing in that room. The dread. The certainty. And the complete inability to change the outcome. You felt the weight of knowing something terrible is coming and being powerless to stop it. And you've carried the specific corrosive guilt that comes after. The guilt of foresight that couldn't save anyone. This isn't about hindsight. Everyone has hindsight. This is about the people who saw it coming in real time and still couldn't alter the course. The people who said it out loud, who warned others, who lay awake at night running scenarios and watched it happen anyway. We tell ourselves a lie about awareness. We treat it like a superpower. Like if we can just see clearly enough, name the danger accurately enough, stay vigilant enough, we can prevent the disaster. I know what he's capable of. Feels like armor. It feels like protection. It feels like control. But it is none of those things. Rob Reiner knew. He said it out loud in front of witnesses hours before his own death. Danny Spillar, Nick's roommate from a Malibu rehab facility when they were both 15, told the Daily Mail, "As soon as I saw that Rob Reiner and his wife were murdered, I knew exactly who it was. He wasn't alone." Multiple people close to the family said the same thing. This wasn't hidden. This wasn't a secret that only emerged after the bodies were found. The danger was visible, documented, discussed. And in the end, it didn't matter. Seeing the train doesn't stop the train. Especially when you're standing on the tracks because you love the person driving it. That's why this has been such a, I think, relatable story for so many. And all this week, I'm going to be putting out a series of videos on various aspects of being in the shoes of Rob and Michelle. Or if you're someone who has dealt with or is currently dealing with an addict or someone with a mental illness, that you see the writing on the wall, you see the dangers, but you're there still because you love them. These videos are for you. I'd love to get your thoughts in the comment section as you watch or listen to them. Substack, the link is in the description, hiddenkillers.substack.com or on our YouTube page. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Seeing the train doesn't stop the train. And unfortunately, for those of us who've been in this situation dealing with someone who's an addict or is mentally ill, we're always trying to see that train, aren't we? We're like, oh, there's the engine. And there I am being run over by it. Seeing it didn't necessarily stop it, did it? But so much of our modality leading up to the crescendo, leading up to the chaos explosion moments, they don't necessarily prevent them. It's just like, yeah, well, here it comes. Here's where it gets cruel. When you're the person who sees it coming, you become responsible in your own mind for everyone who doesn't act. Again, in your own mind, this is going on. Rob told someone at that party, that person left the room in tears and did nothing. The other guests heard it and did nothing. And somewhere in the calculus of grief and guilt, the person who spoke the warning carries weight for all the people who heard it and didn't respond. You start to believe that if you had just said it differently, more urgently to different people, maybe someone would have done something. Maybe you would have been taken more seriously. Maybe the outcome would have been different. But what are they supposed to do? What can they do? If only it wouldn't have been. But you can't know that. So you carry it anyway. There's another trap that comes with knowing, the false negotiation, the belief that if you just stay close enough, you can manage the danger. You can see it coming. You can position yourself to intercept it, to prevent that danger, that madness that that person is about to inflict on everyone around them. If you can absorb it, be that shield. This happens a lot in paternal type scenarios where you're the parent looking out for whatever that incoming rock it is. Sometimes it's the other parent. Sometimes it's some other outside source. But if you can handle it, then that person's going to be okay, because half the time they're okay. The other half, they're a raging lunatic and dangerous. But that one little half, that other half you hold on to. Rob Reiner brought Nick to that Christmas party because, according to reports, he was afraid to leave him home alone. I mean, we go back to that a lot. He didn't bring his son to a party because he wanted to. He brought him because of the alternative. Leaving him unsupervised felt more dangerous. And we may be telling ourselves, he may have been telling himself that was caregiving. That's hostage behavior. When you actually shine a light on it, that's not caregiving. That is hostage behavior. That's a man who believed his proximity was the only thing standing between his son and catastrophe. And in a terrible way, he was right. His proximity was the only thing standing between his son and catastrophe. It just wasn't protecting him from the catastrophe. It was putting him directly in its path. When you love someone dangerous, you convince yourself that your presence is the thing keeping disaster at bay. And you don't even necessarily use the word dangerous. I think if you're listening to this right now or watching this going, dangerous, that sounds extreme. But I mean, honestly, ask yourself, that person in your life that you're feeling this way about, that you're going, I can relate to this, are they not dangerous? Or are they? And that's just not a term you want to use. When you're the guardrail, the buffer, the human shield between them and the worst version of themselves. And that means if disaster happens, it's because you failed. At least that's what we seem to tell ourselves sometimes. You weren't present enough. You weren't watchful enough. Weren't positioned correctly. The disaster becomes your fault. And that's how they want it. That's how they get you there. Not because you caused it, but because you believed you could prevent it and didn't. Rob Reiner went home that night believing, I suspect, that keeping Nick close was safer than leaving him alone. He was managing the risk. He was doing what he'd done for years, staying in the room with the danger because leaving the room felt like abandonment. And that calculation, that impossible math of love and fear, is what put him in the bedroom where he died. After it happens, after the thing you saw coming finally arrives, the knowing becomes its only wound. Every moment of awareness transforms into an indictment. I knew he was capable of this because I knew, and I didn't stop it. I saw the signs because I saw the signs and stayed away. I warned people because I warned people and no one listened. And maybe if I had warned them differently or louder or sooner, the spiral is endless. The person who didn't see it coming gets to grieve cleanly. Their loss is uncomplicated by culpability, even imagined culpability. But the person who saw it coming grieves while drowning in I should haves. Every red flag you identified becomes evidence of your failure to act on it. And these are cognitive distortions to reality. But it doesn't stop you from failing them. Every conversation where you said, I'm worried, becomes proof that you knew you and you didn't do enough. You don't just lose the person, you lose yourself in the infinite loop of retrospective responsibility. And nobody tells you when you're the one who saw it coming that knowing doesn't protect you. No, it doesn't. It just means you get to suffer twice. Once in anticipation, once in reality. The person who didn't see the danger coming experienced the loss once when it happened. You experienced it over and over in every sleepless night, every anxious phone call, every time you checked to make sure they were still alive. You pre-grieved. You rehearsed the catastrophe, hoping that maybe these rehearsals, these running this through your minds, till 5 a.m. will somehow better prepare you for the inevitable when it comes. You lived in the future where the worst had already happened while simultaneously living in the present where it hadn't happened yet, but definitely would. And when it finally arrived, you didn't even get the mercy of surprise, just the exhausted recognition that the thing you always knew would happen had finally happened. I hear you. A lot of people hear you. You're not alone. Rob Reiner directed movies for 40 years. He understood story structure better than almost anyone alive. He knew how narratives work, how they build, how they telegraph their endings, how everything that happens in Act 1 sets up what happens in Act 3. He saw the signs, he knew the shape of the story, and knowing didn't give him a rewrite. It just meant he watched it unfold with a clarity that must have been its own kind of torture. And if you can relate to this, the same is probably true for you. If you're the person who saw it coming, your awareness didn't cause this. Your awareness didn't permit this. Your awareness didn't make you complicit in this. You saw what was happening because you were paying attention, because you loved someone enough to stay present to their destruction, because you couldn't look away even when looking was unbearable. That is not a failure. That's not guilt you should be carrying. That's love operating in an impossible situation, staying engaged with someone whose trajectory was visible and terrifying, hoping that somehow your presence, your vigilance, your willingness to keep showing up would be enough to change the math. And it wasn't. And that's not your fault. That's not Rob and Michelle's fault either. The hardest thing to accept, harder than the loss itself sometimes, is that you were never in control. The ending was always the ending. Your awareness didn't create it. Your awareness just meant you had to watch it approach in slow motion, powerless to change the speed or direction. You weren't a prophet who failed to prevent the prophecy. You were a person who loved someone dangerous enough to see them clearly and stayed anyway. Rob said out loud that he was afraid his son could hurt him. And then he went home. Not because he didn't know, because knowing was never enough. If you've ever walked back into a house, a relationship, a dynamic that you knew could destroy you, for whatever reason that may be, you don't need me to explain why he went home. You already understand. The love doesn't disappear just because the danger becomes visible. The hope doesn't die just because the evidence is overwhelming. You go home because going home is what you've always done, because the alternative is admitting that the person you love is beyond your reach, because standing outside safe while they spiral alone feels like its own kind of violence. You go home because that's what love does when it runs out of options. It stays, even when staying is the thing that kills you. The question isn't why Rob went home. The question is what you do now that you survived what he didn't. How do you carry the weight of knowing without letting it crush you? How do you forgive yourself for seeing something you couldn't stop? You start by understanding that your knowledge was not consent. Your inability to prevent this was not permission for it to happen. The fact that you saw it coming does not make you responsible for what someone else chose to do. You are not a failed guardian, not a failed partner, a failed parent, a failed brother, a failed sister. You are a person who loved someone through a nightmare, stayed present when anyone reasonable would have looked away, and carried a burden of awareness that no one should have to carry alone. The guilt you're feeling isn't evidence that you did something wrong. It's evidence that you cared enough to pay attention in a situation where paying attention was its own form of suffering. Rob Reiner saw it coming. So did a lot of people. And they went home anyway, stayed in the room anyway, kept trying anyway. Not because they were fools, but because they were human beings who loved someone past the point where love made any sense. And if that describes you, if you're the person who saw the ending before it arrived and still couldn't stop it in your own world, you're not carrying guilt you deserve. You're carrying grief. It doesn't have anywhere else to go. Put it down. not because you've earned absolution through suffering, because the person you lost wouldn't want you to spend the rest of your life punishing yourself for a crime you didn't commit. The crime of seeing clearly, the crime of loving anyway, the crime of hoping right up until the end that somehow this time it would be different. It wasn't different. That doesn't mean you were wrong to hope. It means you were human. And being human in the face of someone else's destruction is not a sin you need to confess. It's just the price of admission to loving people who can't be saved. If this resonated with you, I'd love to get your thoughts in the comment section, either on our Substack or on YouTube. The links are in the description. HiddenKillers.substack.com or YouTube, just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. There's more in this conversation. There's more in this series that reflect on the chaos and the horror of the Reiner story. And bring it into our own worlds, our own traumas, our own situations of loving people that are purely destructive and surviving. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of that. We'll take a big, even more deep dive into all of that throughout the week. So, hope you'll join us for it. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you're getting this. If you're listening to us on the podcast platform, or if you're not yet, if you're just watching the video, hey, take us along with you in the car, wherever you go, on your walks, to the gym. Just search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, and you can listen to us wherever you go. We do appreciate that. If you have a moment, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. That helps us a lot. If you're finding this valuable, thank you for that in advance. All right, until next time, my name's Tony Bruschi, and we'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now, and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's 10:01 a.m. on a Monday, all at once. Your sales leader needs to know which deals are at risk. Your PM wants feature adoption by cohort. And your CFO needs one last graph for the board. Now your data team has to say no to somebody. Hex changes that. Ask any data question in plain English and get an analyst-grade response, all backed by your actual business context as defined by your data team. Start saying yes to more data questions at hex.ai.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's 10:01 a.m. on a Monday, all at once. Your sales leader needs to know which deals are at risk. Your PM wants feature adoption by cohort. And your CFO needs one last graph for the board. Now your data team has to say no to somebody. Hex changes that. Ask any data question in plain English and get an analyst-grade response, all backed by your actual business context as defined by your data team. Start saying yes to more data questions at hex.ai.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Any team that's tested AI tools for data has seen the pattern already. AI gives a different number than your BI tool. Metrics don't match across teams. And inevitably, users lose trust. It turns out, turning on AI is easy, but making it work on data is not. Hex AI was built to solve this. The key is nailing context. Hex is built to unify and curate your data context for agents. Data teams can observe, govern, and continuously improve every AI answer, so answers get smarter the more your team asks. The result? Your entire organization asks data questions in natural language and trusts the answers. Not because the AI got lucky, because it knows your business and its data. Because that's what an AI analytics platform should do. Join data teams from Cursor, Lovable, Ramp, AWS, and over 2,000 more at hex.ai.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's 10:01 a.m. on a Monday, all at once. Your sales leader needs to know which deals are at risk. Your PM wants feature adoption by cohort. and your CFO needs one last graph for the board. Now your data team has to say no to somebody. Hex changes that. Ask any data question in plain English and get an analyst-grade response, all backed by your actual business context as defined by your data team. Start saying yes to more data questions at hex.ai.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.